Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Bagby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lodigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive to center field. Weatherly throws towards the plate. Hemsley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hemsley. Tresh scores. Lee moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rollie Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Mike Krivic pinch runs for Moose Soltis. Clint Brown now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing center field. Merle Hoag now playing left field. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tresh bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Knickerbocker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is called out on strikes. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Tresh to second, and Boudreau is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lee bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. QL reaches second base with a double. Heath throws the ball into Keltner, who tags QL trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Mack applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell pinch hits for Clint Brown. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoge hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoog. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Heath out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.